The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
One of the surest signs yet that Australia is moving into a new phase of the pandemic is the news this week that Coles and Woolies are going to be stocking home COVID tests. At first, I thought it was just the latest instalment of the supermarket rivals' freebie war. They've given away miniature plastic groceries, plastic Lego bricks, plastic pencil toppers, basically anything you can make out of plastic that will help destroy the environment. Coles and Woolies have given it away. And I'm sure the new COVID testing kits also have a lot of single-use plastic, but I'm willing to let that slide because of how excited I am to get my hands on one. People around the world are already using these tests, which involve a bit of light nasal swabbing and can give you a COVID result in 15 minutes. So what's exciting about that? Well, tests like this come into their own when you're talking about reopening society and people need regular checks to see if they've picked up the Rona as they go about their daily lives. Or when you restart international travel, having personal tests on hand give you some peace of mind. So our supermarkets stocking them is a sign that we're getting very close to the point where we just live with the virus. Obviously, WA ain't as close as, say, New South Wales and Victoria, which should be at 90% fully vaxxed well before Christmas. But we're slowly getting there, and I think it's useful to think about where we were 18 months ago, when there was no guarantee a working COVID vaccine would ever arrive. Now we not only have a vaccine, we will have our own test kits too. So yeah, the idea that we'll be getting some version of our old lives back is very exciting to me, and I'm sure I'm not the only one in thinking that.